Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi, you're holding in Shkolim Daf Lamed Beis in the Hoyz V'Hodor edition, Perek Revi in the middle of Halacha Dalet. We're starting Daf Lamed Aleph on Beis, three lines from the bottom. We learned in the Mishnah, the Mechloikis, someone who's Magdish is Nechosim, and there are Beimos, the Ruyal Gebe Mizbeach, Schorim V'Nekevers, male and female. So Rabbi Elazar holds, they all belong to Bedek Abayis, you sell the whatever he has, and with a male, you sell for the money of Oilo, and the female you sell for the money of Shlamim. Rabbi Shua says, no, the males, you take that to be Korban Oilo. You don't sell it. To the Kavis, you sell for Shlamim. So says the Gemara of Zehiru of Chunim B'Shem Rav, Plagin Magdish Nechosov, the Mechloikis of Lozer B'Shua, is only someone who's Magdish all his assets, including animals and not animals. So then the question is, does he mean to be everything for Bedek Abayis? Or the animals which are royal mizbeach, you'll bring to mizbeach. Rabbi Lozer says someone does not divide, does not split his nether. And a part of what he gave is the Bedek Abayis, which is the assets that can now royal mizbeach. So also the animals, the royal mizbeach, you have to sell them, they're not going to go to the mizbeach. And Rabbi Shua says one will split his nether when he does the nether. But if someone is donating, is doing a hegdesh of a pen of animals, meaning they're all animals, they're all royal mizbeach. Everybody agree that these animals will go to the mizbeach. Because when he's giving animals and he's specifically speaking about animals, he means to give the animals royal mizbeach to the mizbeach. But he argues, the machlokes is if he's magdish is eder, the pen of animals. The there of Lozit says it still belongs to Bedek Abayis. And Yeshua says no, it goes to the mizbeach. Of a Magdish Nechosov is Magdish, many assets, including things that are not royal Mizbeach, says the one that from the base of Dalif, everybody will agree, even Rabbi Shul will agree, that all the animals belong to the Bites and you have to sell them. Says the one that from the base of Nichol, the Kashal Derabah, Behim Ulol Mizbeachi, says the one the first Cheetah I understand, is Magdish both things. So there you have a discussion. But according to Rabbah, that he's Magdish only animals, why don't you say that the animals, he wants to be Magdish on Mizbeach? If he wants to give animals to Mizbeach, so he should have said, this will be a korban. He didn't say that. The fact he didn't say these animals will be korban oilo, it shows that his das is, it will not be a korban, will belong to Bedek Abayis, and will be sold for what Bedek Abayis wants to sell for, which means oilos. Rabbi Yochanan says, he's a third cheeto, there's no difference. He a magdish tichosov, he a magdish edri, he a machlekes. They're arguing in both when he's magdish all his assets or he's magdish his animals. Rav Chuna b'Shem Rav, Ravo b'Shem Rav Yochanan, kotshe b'Bedek Abayis shepoidim tbimim yotzu l'chulin. Even though we learned that someone was giving animals to Beis Hamikdash, meaning to B'Bedek Abayis, so then you have to either use them as carbon or sell them, and with the money you'll use for carbonis. But if he wants to sell them for chulin, not for hegdesh, not for mizbeach, he wants to sell them to give to, for these animals to be used for chulin, he's allowed to do that. Says the Gemara, "Sli somer ken." It's a Mishnah. V'lodon v'chalbo mutar l'achar b'yoinom, their offspring and their milk is mutar after they were redeemed. Rav Chaim explains it's not unfair a Mishnah. It's a diuk. It's a Mishnah in Tumura that says by kotcher mizbeach. That once you sell kotcher mizbeach that has a moon, has a blemish, so the offspring and milk are still aser. That's only kotcher mizbeach, not kotcher Bedek Abayis. So kotcher Bedek Abayis, you could sell it, and whatever, the milk and the offspring will be mutter. And the Gemara understands, we're talking about regular animals. You see, you could sell them to be chulin. Says the Gemara, no. Rav Chizkiya b'shem Rav Chizdo, tipoter shepedon tmimim v'humimu, or the Gersa of Chaim is, shehumimu upedom. Meaning we're talking about they got a mum, they got a blemish, and then you redeem them, then it becomes chulin. But if it doesn't have a blemish, you cannot take a hegdesh of Bedek Abayis and redeem it to chulin. Rav Yosef b'Shav Chizdo Mastiso Amorken, I'll bring a raya from the Mishnah that you cannot redeem them to be chulin. Which Mishnah? The Mishnah we just mentioned. As the Gemara goes on, it says that Nafal with base on base. V'lodon v'chol v'nosur l'achar b'dyoinim. Regarding kotcher mizbeach, it says that if you redeem them, the offspring and the milk is asur. What is the case of kotcher mizbeach? When do you go and redeem a kotcher mizbeach? Only if it has a blemish. So the same way Kotch Mizbeach is talking only when it has a blemish, also Kotch Avedik Abayis, that you medayik from it, that the offspring and the milk is mutter, is only when it has a blemish. He goes back and says, no, if you redeem Kotch Avedik Abayis, you could redeem it to Chulin. How do we know that? In Tamer lo yotzu lechulin, if you say it, it does not, you cannot redeem it to chulin. Ha'ak kotcha mizbeach chulin kotcha bedek abayis. Meaning, the Yerushalmi understands that if someone was magdish an animal to bedek abayis, he can go and say, you know what, now I want to elevate it to be kotcha mizbeach. How can you change kotcha bedek abayis to be kotcha mizbeach? So Bishma, if you tell me the kotcha bedek abayis has a way out, you can redeem it to be chulin. So once you make, you give it the elevated kedush of mizbeach, it cannot be chulin anymore. But if you say the kotcha bedek abayis also cannot be chulin, so what? How can you take it from bedek abayis to be kedushas mizbeach? Which power, which ownership you have over here to do that? Answers the Gemara. I'll tell you what. Balimumim kedushas mizbeach chala alein ledamilo legizul avoido. Kotcha bedek abayis, when it has a blemish, then everybody agrees it goes out to chulin. Kotcha mizbeach, when it has a blemish, it's still kaddish. Even if he has a blemish, you still cannot take shear its wool or to work with it. So this is when you elevate the kotcha bedek abayis to kotcha mizbeach. You make it that when it gets a blemish, it'll still keep the kedusha. Continues the one, it says, one took a female, and he said, this will be an oila, or a pesach, or an asham. All these three korbanos, korban oila, or korban pesach, or korban asham, do not come as a female. He dedicated a female for it. So we'll be the din. Still, Tanakam holds oisit tmur. Meaning, he has a kedusha. A kedusha is a goof. And he has a din of tmur. Tmur is that you can exchange an animal, which is kadosh, and transfer its kedusha to another animal, and then both animals will have kedusha. That works only kedusha is a goof. So even though this isn't a keva, it's a female, it still has that kedusha. Only the korban oilo, then a keva gets kedusha, but not in pesach and asham. Then who is going to explain in a moment what's his reasoning? Rav Shimon Yehuda, Yom Mishur Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon Yehuda says that Yom Shimon loyla soy lo pischa yula shamoy ein oyset moro. All three don't have kedusha at all. So says the Gemara of Rabbi Yochanan, time of the Rav Shimon. What's the reasoning of Rav Shimon that according to the first Rav Shimon that says that oilo yes, the other two not? Shemar kemetzinu a keva beoyv ksheir levo loyla. There is such a thing as a female by oilo. When someone brings a bird for korban oilo. So a female bird is kosher. So even though you cannot bring a female animal to be a korban oilo, but we do find a concept of female by a korban oilo. So that's why it's kodesh even by an animal. This second Rabbi Yochanan is saying the explanation of Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda in the name of Rabbi Shimon. If in the same min, he's arguing on him. So of course, Rav Shimon will argue in min, which is not the same min. Explains the word, what does it mean? Ezu min b'minoi, shu cholakolov. Where do we find Rav Shimon arguing min b'minoi? Kadol etani, as we learned, asham bin shana. Korban asham, that needs to be 1 year old. What's the case? An asham nazir, or mitzoyra. Kudir is the one that I'm giving on the aleph. Hevi bin shtayim, and he brought it 2 years old, meaning he brought an older asham that's not supposed to be. Yatzah, he's Yaitzah. Benchtime, when an Asham has to be 2 years old, the case is Asham Gzelos, Meilos, Shifcha Charufa, the Asham has to be 2 years old. Fehevi ben Shalosh, he brought a 3 year old, lo Yatzah. It's still Kaddosh, but he's not Yaitzah the Mitzvah. Another gear over here is that the 1 year old he brought two, and the 2 year old he brought one. And the din is the same. It's Kaddosh, but he's not Yaitzah. Rav Shimon Oymer, called Atzom in a Kaddoshim. Rav Shimon says they're not Kaddosh at all. So what do you see over here? By Asham, a two-year-old Asham, according to Rav Shimon, is not Kaddish, even though it is Roy to a Korban. We do find Ashamas that are two-year-olds. But still, when you brought it for the improper person, let's say a Nazi was supposed to be a one-year-old, you brought a two-year-old, according to Rav Shimon, is not Kaddish at all. Even though it's the same min, you have a min like this, which is Kaddish. So Kaddish can a female, meaning an animal is a female, who you never find Korban oil on animals a female. So the fact that you have a bird who's a female, that will not make the animal kosher, according to Rav Shimon. That is the explanation of Rav Shimon ben Yehuda in the name of Rav Shimon. That if Rav Shimon argues by Asham, Kolshkin he argues by a female oila. With this we conclude, Yerushalmi Shkalim, Daf Lamed Beis.